Well, I'm delighted with the point, considering the way the game went, because, you know, losing Max and then Darren, it's had a huge impact on us in terms of our forward play. We lost Joe Mason on Thursday with a hamstring, and obviously Craig's out with a hamstring. We'll have to see how Max is. He felt his knee twist, so he's away for a scan. And Darren got a bit of concussion. So to come away with a point against a, you know, pretty decent outfit is very pleasing. We didn't play anywhere near the way we can at home second half, but, you know, a point from that is, you know, very, very good.
Injury problems beginning to mount and a real concern.
Well, I've got three centre forwards out possibly at the minute, so that is a concern. So we'll, fingers crossed, Max, the scan results will be positive for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Adigo Johnson got the better part of half an hour round about that. He'll be all the better for that, I guess.
Yeah, he was good. He gave the team, you know, a bit of life, you know, and, you know, got us further up the pitch at times. You know, we looked a little bit panicky second half on the ball. I don't know why, but there's no doubt the substitutions had an impact on that, because especially first half with the, you know, two best chances. I've no idea why Tim didn't shoot, why he's trying to pass it. And Max should do better once he's cut inside the defender. Lanners has made a fine save, but it wasn't through brilliant play from Ipswich. You know, they've got a bit of a break off the shot. So in the end, I suppose a point's a, you know, fair result, really.
This injury situation arguably coming at a crucial time of the season. So many matches still to come over the holiday period.
Yeah, at the minute we're, you know, hanging on in terms of players. So it's pleasing to get Eider in. So we may have to try and get another body in, see what Heskey's doing, see how he is when he comes back. But yeah, it is a bit of a concern, obviously, because centre forward is the most important position.
How realistic is it with Emil Heskey?
Well, it's a bit of a way yet, you know. He's come in, he trained, he looked fine, but, you know, we haven't seen him in a match situation yet. And we miss that type of player. You know, young Connor, you know, tried manfully, but you can tell it's a man's game out there for him at the minute, which is fine. And, you know, he'd be better for the experience. But, you know, the character of the team's great. You know, defensively, that's three clean sheets in a row. So, you know, we're going all right one way, and it's just the other way, which has always been, you know, when we lost Mark Davis, we felt it would be an area where we might start to struggle a little bit, and that's proven to be the case at the minute.